the intro didn't play.
Surprise. No intro today. It surprised us too.
It did surprise us.
So welcome in. It's Wednesday, Hollow Cole. You know what that means. It's our first day here.
So, out here screwing things up.
It's our first day. Welcome in. Welcome in. Yo. Me and Kyle were talking shit and not paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah, it was supposed to have the intro and then the intro didn't play. And that's what happens when you have a bunch of updates and dumb shit that it's
just says you are live. Now are we? We are live. Welcome in. It's Wednesday.
It's the one thing I hate about Chrome is literally every time me and Steve do a night shift, there is a browser update every time.
About every 3 hours, there's a browser update.
I think we're just talking about tattoos and getting up behind dumpsters.
Oh, yeah. I said I'm just going to get a bunch of face tattoos where I can't have a real job. That way I'm forced to do this full time and make it infinitely successful. Mm-hmm. You know, like burn all the ships. And so I could probably get face tattoos behind a dumpster somewhere here in town.
I mean, at that rate, I could just get a tattoo gun and do it for you.
Yeah, I trust you. I trust your work.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I could barely sign my own name.
Good enough for me.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy behind you is a tattoo artist.
Probably. He's probably better than me.
Yeah. It has to be enough to where I can never get a job again.
That wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I can figure it out.
So what's up, Hollow Cult? How we doing today? Sorry that there wasn't an intro. Not that sorry. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll get it next time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're learning. It's our first day here.
So far, so good on the chat.
Yeah.
It's not completely bombed.
You can't have them both. You can't have an intro and have the chat working at the same time. This flavor is not good for any of these. It's grape.
Oh, grape's usually good.
It tastes like Dimetapp, but not good Dimetapp.
I don't know that I've ever drank that.
Yeah, I used to take it when I was little. It used to be way more delicious than what that tastes like. Don't drink Dimetapp, kids.
That'd probably be solid.
Yeah.
How do we ignore you?
The chat wasn't working last week.
Yeah, the chat was where we like literally can't see it sometimes. I'm going to have to try to keep updating the browser and see if that has anything to do with it or if it's just StreamYard.
Yeah. What's up, Brother John?
Because I said on YouTube it was working just fine.
Yeah, we just couldn't see it. You guys.
Sometimes we could, but it would like load 100 comments all at once. And then you can't, you know.
I struggle reading one comment at a time.
Yeah.
Let alone 50,000. So what kind of weirdness is going on?
Everything.
Yeah. True.
Everything.
Hey, it's past Easter. Did we get Bledsoed?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Did the white lady show up and rapture us all? Did the Sphinx implode and give us infinite free energy? Or is it exactly the same as before Easter?
I love it. What up, Brother John? Can we start with the fake pics of Earth from the moon with the identical cloud patterns and Earth positioning from Apollo to Artemis? Well, I don't have that information in front of me, but I can tell you with the utmost certainty that it is fake.
Yeah, are we believing in space now?
I'm still in the space camp. However, I am not in the camp that we went to the moon.
Oh, it's a distraction.
I don't think we've ever been to the moon.
The moon doesn't even exist.
That's true.
Except that it's a soul trap.
I don't know. I completely forgot all about his prediction, Colleen. I don't even remember what his prediction was.
No, it was supposed to happen on Easter, and then he changed the date to September, and now people are saying that he didn't make an actual prediction. It's just sometime between 2026 and 2030 or something. I don't know.
That's fair.
You know how these predictions go. People make a date.
Yeah.
The date comes, nothing happens, and then they change the date. That's why we don't make these people fucking famous, because they're always selling something. It's never just here's the information, do with it what you will. They're always selling something. But yeah, I didn't pay much attention to the moon thing. I just, didn't give a shit. And B, don't believe anything that the media puts out whatsoever. Anything that's streamed across all news stations, I don't believe. Sus.
Yeah, I don't trust any mainstream news sources. Hell, I don't trust. Thanks, bro.
Oh, damn, Brother John. Ooh. Tossing bills.
Nice. Yeah, Brother John told me some of his adventures coming up. The dude's gonna do interesting things.
An entrepreneur, if you will.
I think Steve heard something about the dog man attack.
Yeah, I posted the news video on the socials from the Fox News thing. Posted on Instagram, posted it on TikTok. The husband of the woman that was attacked was actually in our TikTok comments. So if you guys are into TikTok, he's over there kind of answering some questions and stuff. But yeah, crazy story out of Oklahoma. A woman was attacked in broad daylight by initially what she thought may have been a dog. But post-attack, she said that it was not a dog. It was canine-like, but much bigger than a dog. She's in pretty bad shape, had multiple surgeries. She hasn't really came forward and talked about it because obviously she's in pretty bad shape. But her husband was in there answering some questions because obviously people are all over the place saying that it's not real, it's AI and all this shit. And he was in there just kind of trying to defend himself. But it is wild. And Oklahoma kind of has, as weird as it is, kind of has some dog man lore behind it. There have been multiple encounters with dog men over the years in that general vicinity. In the 70s, there was the Lawton werewolf flap, where people kept thinking that they were seeing a werewolf for a few weeks, whole big thing. So it's
pretty
not
sick.
Yeah, not that far out of the realm. And I know that there's a lot of Bigfoot activity that goes on in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's, for some reason, when I think of Oklahoma, I just think it's flat, but it's not like that.
I did not see the floating slime or foam. I was interrupting a baseball game.
Oh, I did see that, Brother John. I don't know what that was. It floated like a balloon, like a helium balloon that didn't have all the helium in it. Mm-hmm. Whenever it would like touch the field, it would leave a residue. And it was just, it was strange.
You only use A1 on steak if it's emergency. Because if you got to use steak sauce, then you're fucking it up.
You cooked your steak wrong.
Yeah. 100% what happened.
BPD AI is artificial intelligence. basically you can't trust anything you see on the television or on the computer now, because they have computers creating videos, creating photos, basically just taking over.
Hey, I like A1, but I'm just saying, and I believe you, Dylan. You are the type.
I've seen him do it. Use evil AI and make that gnome talk.
That's a interesting question.
You guys have anything weird on your... Maybe.
Yeah.
I think Kyle's got his own gnome problems. We don't need AI to liven him up.
I got some type of problem.
So weird.
I haven't heard it since, so.
Which is probably good.
That's a positive thing. I did basically say to fuck off, though.
Yeah, Kyle had some weirdness. Which I had some weirdness. Fucked me up. I had some weirdness not too long ago. I think I mentioned it on the last night shift or the time before that, where I heard something running on the roof. Don't know what it was. Just sounded like bipedal walking across, well, not walking, but not a full run, almost like jogging across my roof, and my motion sensor lights went off when I got up to check it. And Bigfoot Society in the chat.
Yeah, Laura, that the gnome's got my six. He's got my back. He's making sure nothing fucks with me.
If you don't follow Jeremiah at the Bigfoot Society, make sure you do that. He's on another Bigfoot flap out of Ontario now. Did I see that? Ontario? Somewhere in Canada. Multiple sightings up there. He's the Bigfoot journalist. On top of it, on top of the shit. But yeah, Kyle had some stuff. I sleep during the day because I work nights, and whenever I wake up and Kyle, the only message I have from Kyle is, I've had some fucked up shit going on. I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, at the same time, you got a weird phone call.
Oh, I did. I need to get back to that. See what happens.
Much love.
Oh, hell yeah, Delpha.
Except we didn't have our intro.
Yeah, we missed the night shift intro today, so.
Yeah.
We're still learning.
But yeah, so. My son got a fucking plastic flute from school. What do you call that? A fucking
recorder.
Recorder, that's it. I kept wanting to say repeater. Anyways, got a recorder, right? And my son is a 10-year-old boy sometimes. Sometimes he stays up ultra late when you think he's supposed to be asleep. And you wake up and catch him, and then he's in trouble. But anyways, I don't know what it would be. If it's like, it's elbowitis. That's what it is. I got elbowitis.
Kyle's a doctor.
My elbow fucking hurts most days. It sucks. Anyways, I'm pretty sure that woke me up in the middle of the night, because I'll be laying there on my side with my arm just stretched out. And when it gets stuck like that, when I bring it back, it just hurts really bad. And so it woke me up. I'm laying there kind of trying to stretch my elbow out, and I start hearing this noise, and I'm laying in bed. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Because I got a little fan on my night table going. I got my ceiling fan going. I like to sleep in the cold. And I'm like, what is that? And I look at the clock, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. And it sounds exactly. Because once my son got that damn flute, that's all he did. He would just run around the house, playing his flute. And I started hearing, it was almost like, it was just like him, because he was just, it was like something was testing out the notes. Just testing them out, like trying to figure it out. Just like he would do. I mean, the exact same style. And so instantly, I'm like, is this motherfucker up at 2 o'clock in the morning playing his damn flute? I was about to be livid because it's school night on top of that. So I get up and I start walking to his room, which is right across the hallway. And as I'm doing this, it was like somebody just figured out how to play the flute. And they was just started super shredding. Just playing a tune like they'd done it a million times. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? So I walk across the hallway, stick my head in his room. He's passed out. He's gone. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I go back into my room, turn my nightstand fan off. So I listen to it better. And it was so bizarre because I didn't really realize it until I was talking to Steve that when I got up to investigate is whenever it started picking up, like, oh, you know, you're following me. All right, this is great. Now I'm going to start shredding. And then I go back and I stand there in my room because I'm standing at this point, looking out into the hallway, and I can still hear it. And I'm like, whatever. So I go and I lay back down in bed. And as I'm doing this, as I'm moving back away from it, it starts getting quieter and quieter. And I'm laying, because I have the fan, I mean, I have everything off. So I'm in silence and I can barely hear it. And instantly I'm thinking of the Fae and stuff like that and all the shenanigans, which, hey, it's fine with me. But there's also a lot of lore around children. So I just flat out, I'm like, listen, you've got no fucking domain here. You're not welcome here. Fucking leave. And then I basically tell myself, I'm like, it's 2:30 in the morning. Fuck this. I'm going back to sleep. I have to work in like 3 hours. So that's what I did. I went right back to sleep. I wasn't, I mean, there's nothing I could do.
Yeah. And you did hear right. It took place for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy. I was definitely standing there. I mean, like I said, because I got up because I heard it. So you're talking, you know, a couple minutes there and walk across the room, stand there and stare at him because I'm just in disbelief that it's not him. And I know it's not my daughter because she's passed out. And that girl likes to go to bed at 8 o'clock. I mean, she loves her sleep.
Did it sound like it was inside the house, or did it sound like it was outside the house?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It was a weird. If anything, it had to have been outside the house because it wasn't like in your face loud. Like it's in the other room. Because if it was in the other room and I heard, or I went into my son's room and noticed that it wasn't him, I probably would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, I wish you would have known where the flute was at the time.
I mean, there's a lot of things that you could say to debunk it. You know, you could blame it on fans, or I even have whirly birds on top of the house and sometimes they squeak. I'll get up there and put silicone on them and what have you, cause the bearings are shot, but they do not sound like that. At the time the one in question that was making a little bit of noise was it sounded like my wife's bread maker. It would just go. So it's definitely not it.
I mean,
no, I was definitely not dreaming. I got up and walked around.
I've been alive for a long time, and I've never heard flutes, so I don't think that it was just a random noise.
I'm just saying that, you know, you could.
Yeah, you did your due diligence.
Yeah, you could definitely. The only thing I wish I would have done is, and it's what we never think about, I wish I would have grabbed my phone and started recording.
Yeah. I think the phenomenon does that to us.
Because there was not even one. But then again, I also thought that it was my son. It's, you know, I 100% thought it was my son. Because it sounded, dude, I'm not, like, I cannot, like, stress how much it sounded like him trying to figure out the notes, how a little kid would just blow a little bit and be like, burp, 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 burp.
I mean, obviously, if you guys haven't listened to the episode we did with Harrison and the flutes, it almost mimics that, except that your flute decided to start ripping.
Dude, I'm telling you, it played like a full-on fucking song.
Did it?
That's why I know it wasn't like the Whirly Bird or anything like that, because the Whirly Bird, when it did make noise, it was consistent. It'd be like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Was the song recognizable?
No, not to me.
Damn, I wonder if anybody had any kind of like...
It was weird.
Any sort of like doorbell camera or something that may have recorded the sound? So strange. But if you guys haven't listened, go back and listen to our episode, Harrison and the Flutes or something like that. It's very, very similar. Except that then Harrison had started having all kinds of weird stuff happen. Things were being moved around on his back porch and a bunch of weirdness.
Yeah, I don't think I have any of that. But like I said, I wasn't even afraid. I was more like, this is fucking weird. But once again, I was just like, you know what? It's 2:30 in the morning. I have to work and I have to get up in 3 hours. I'm going the fuck back to bed. So either talk, you know, do something crazy or I'm going to sleep. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
You know? Take the word, my wild.
Yeah. But then once again, like I said, I also, before I went to sleep, I said, you're not welcome here. You know, you have no domain here. And I do that, things like that, because I have children. I don't want anything to mess with my children.
Did it
at this point? I'm getting eerily comfortable with the paranormal in general.
Yeah,
same. It's bizarre.
I'm like welcoming it in at this point.
It's really strange how you do kind of get desensitized to it the longer you know. Stare into the darkness, I guess. It's bizarre. Because back in the day, that probably would have scared the shit out of me, and I wouldn't have been able to go back to sleep.
Yeah, maybe you're a character in a movie, and you just heard the soundtrack.
I hope so. I couldn't even, that was the other thing, I can't even search my brain to try and recreate the song notes in my head.
I haven't heard flute, but I have heard whistling. And it was just three notes at my parents' house. And then I whistled back. And it came solid. Closer. And then I jumped in the car and took off. Sorry, parents.
I'm not necessarily welcoming anything in to my place. I know without a fraction of the doubt that there's something hanging around. I don't know what it is. I don't think that it's negative by any means.
I am a optimistic skeptic when it comes to myself personally. I'm not skeptical about other people's experiences because, as I've said before, I'm not there to see it. I'm not there to hear it. I'm not there to feel it. It's not on me to judge whether or not something happened to somebody if I was on the other side of the planet. When it comes to experiences that happened to me, I need that shit to be in my face. I need like 100%. I cannot explain this. That's why I think, and I feel like the more that I open myself up to it and what like welcome it, the less stuff happens. It's almost like you have to, it's like the ghosts in Mario. You have to look away from it for it to get close.
Maybe.
In my experience. I've been for a while now just trying to think of ways to increase communication with them maybe or something. I don't know. It's weird.
It is all strange. I don't know. I don't even know what would have provoked it. But as I saw a twist say something about a flute or a recorder. Listen, it sounded exactly like my son's plastic flute.
So that's
the best I got.
We always called them recorder. They would pass them out at school for like a month and they give you little notebooks to read music. I'm assuming it's probably the same thing.
Yeah. I'm sure, like I said, they called it a recorder too. For some reason, it was stuck in my head as a repeater. That's where my son's in fourth grade.
I think everybody does it.
Yeah.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity? Try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
Yeah, it's fine. I think that was about it. Nothing else too crazy.
The face stuff's weird.
Faye is weird because you hear negative and good about them. If they were just like straight good, I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Twist says that seems more localized than a flute. A flute would seem more concerning. I guess it depends on the way you look at it, because like in my mind, obviously I'm going to expect the worst out of everything because I think the phenomenon is manipulative and not up to a whole lot of good. So if you look at it through that lens, whereas Kyle's children have a recorder that he's used to hearing his children play, what better way to lure Kyle somewhere than to mimic the sound that his child has been making for the last week?
Well, joke's on you, because I have to work. Therefore, what are you doing? Yeah, this is a little, he just brought it to me.
Recorder.
Yeah, this little plastic flute shit.
JJ, you missed it. Kyle has.
Thanks, buddy.
Kyle has a flautist in his presence. Yeah. Too long didn't read. Kyle was awoken one day last week to the sound of a recorder playing somewhere in his house or outside of his house, and could not trace down the.
When was that? When did I text you that?
I don't know. Could not find the source. But he listened to it for about 30 minutes, so it was going on. It was one day. It was right before we recorded, right? So one day last week.
Friday.
So not quite a week.
No. I know, it was really close.
Creepy.
Yeah, it was Friday. So that would have happened Thursday night is when that would have happened.
Outside or inside, somewhere within the realm of his listening. Me and Kyle might be opening a door to an investigation. I did get a voicemail on my phone from a local person here in town that I haven't called back because I've been working, but she sounded fairly concerned and basically stated that she doesn't know who else to talk to. But all she said was, there's some weird stuff going on down the road and I need to talk about it. So we're basically Ghostbusters now.
Obviously.
I don't know what that entails. Be it ghostly stuff, cryptid stuff, UFO stuff. Down the road, I feel like it's either going to be in the woods or a UFO. So.
I hope it's a UFO.
I'll fight. You just will have the GoPros ready.
Yeah, I'll have like six of them taped to me.
Yeah, you just record it because I'm going to go swinging.
Yeah, we still have a P.O. box. Yo.
Yep.
In the show notes of every show.
Yep.
I mean, we're here for it. We'll do our best. We're not going to promise that we'll figure anything out, but we'll be out there.
We've been at it 7 years and ain't figured shit out yet. We can't even intro fucking right. We were just talking. I think I know what happened. I shut it off to record that.
That's probably it.
Host read.
Yeah.
That was on me. That's on me, it's team. Cool.
It's cool. On me. It's cool. Oh, I'm down, Dilmo. Dylan, you ought to see this rad shirt that I'm making. It's pretty thick. Got to iron a couple things out on it, but it's definitely going to be one of the new Hollis Guy shirts.
Got my mop cut, everybody. I do have hair underneath my hat. For those of you that were curious if I had hair or not, I do have hair. Got a Basquatch hat. Yeah, we should have some new stuff coming to the store. Maybe a couple shirt designs coming up. We're kind of tweaking some stuff. Get some summer wear out here. Long-time listener, just discovered y'all's YouTube. Hell yeah. You can see our wonderful faces all the time there.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, and I got me a sweet chest rig for a GoPro.
Yeah, we have all the equipment. Boop, boop, boop. Dogman chasing GoPro.
Yeah, so that'll be Tales from the Tackle Box type shit. I don't know if I'm in on the Hoochie Daddy shorts. I like my shorts at about my knees. However, I have contemplated Hollow Sky sweatpants. That'd be pretty sick. Those would be sick. I think we could all get behind a good pair of sweatpants.
Those would be sick. Oh, it's Twiz's early birthday. Happy early birthday, Twiz.
Yeah, bro.
In one of the episodes, we recorded three episodes last Saturday, and in one of them, I shouted you out. I don't know. I don't remember what I shouted you out for, but I did say whoop whoop. Can't remember. What were we talking about?
It's true, Dylan. We only wear camo shorts.
I have camo shorts on right now.
I don't, not currently. Which means I'm not really wearing shorts.
Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
That's funny.
Personally, that's not for me. And I even have relatively big legs. But I'm not down.
Oh, that's cool. Jimmy said, the wife and I enjoy watching your show after a long day. Nice vibe. First time we catch live, though.
Much love.
I mean, yeah, the live
does have a, that does have a nice ring to it, Dylan. The Hollow Daddy short. You might have just convinced me.
Do you have hats with the old Hollow Sky Triangle logo on? No.
No.
I haven't thought of the triangle logo in a long time, actually. We were talking about clowns and Twiz was mentioned. Twiz is always mentioned whenever we talk about clowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twiz has cemented himself in the Hollow lore.
Yeah, rightfully so. Because in the episode that Steve calls you out, he uses a nickname that I've given you for another project that I'm doing.
Did I?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Called him Resident Juggalo.
He is our Resident Juggalo.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I'm creating, he'll go by RJ.
Put Sasquatch across the Hoochie Daddy butts.
That's pretty good. Not gonna lie, that's pretty good.
Sasquatch. Y'all, yeah, are wild.
I contacted you about it. Your name in that is gonna be RJ
for Resident Jug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resident Jug.
Resident Jug.
Jug Dread.
That's also sick.
It is pretty cool.
Let me think of this. What else have I been hearing about? There was the Dogman account. What do we think about the old FEMA director that is trying to convince everybody he was teleported?
I did not hear about this.
How do we feel about that?
Fill me in a little bit. Give me some other details.
I'll give you an AI overview Greg Phillips, a senior official appointed in December of 2025 to lead the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Office of Response and Recovery, has claimed that he has personally experienced teleportation multiple times. Key details of the claims. the Waffle House incident.
Hell yeah. It's true.
Phillips claimed on a podcast that he was involuntarily teleported 50 miles away to a Waffle House in Rome, Georgia, stating that it was an incredible adventure, but that teleporting is no fun. The vehicle incident. He also stated that his car was once lifted up and transported 40 miles away into a ditch near a church. Context. Phillips has defended these claims on social media and Truth Social, suggesting that they were miracles performed by God and that he was heavily medicated while undergoing cancer treatment at the time of the events.
That might have something to do with it.
Yeah. No one at the Waffle House remembers ever seeing the FEMA official teleported or not.
I'm going to say that he didn't. He's probably all juiced up on drugs. And what do you think the odds are that God teleports you to a Waffle House?
I would be down, honestly.
Yeah, we're not arguing that. Where's that fall into the master plan of things, though?
If it's perfectly in my master plan, I need some hash browns right now. Let's go.
I mean, it does sound legit.
I'm just
thinking. The other aspect to the story, which should be, unless I'm misinterpreting it, the way you could figure it out is if there were any reports of a car inside a church. Because he did say that my car teleported 40 whatever miles away
into a ditch.
Oh, I thought you said church.
No, that would be something. Just a ditch. That's
what I mean.
He may have been.
Well, drunk driving does that too.
Bro, I've teleported my car into ditches completely sober. So I've teleported my car into a curb once. My thing is
inside joke.
There's so much weird shit coming from the government right now. It's absolutely bonkers. They are setting us up for something. It's absolutely bonkers. You got Trump talking about him doing alien disclosure, releasing all the files and shit. Then you got Vance coming out saying he believes aliens are demons, totally setting up this weird Judeo-Christian comparison between the phenomena and religion. And then you got, who's the beady-eyed dork, fucking Matt Gaetz, talking about how there's reptilian human hybrid programs and all this shit. Then you got teleportation, FEMA directors. This is bonkers. And we don't trust the government. So nothing they're saying matters, but it does feel like they're priming the public for something.
At this point, I don't even know. It's not even worth it. Unless it's just a straight up burn it to the ground theory. Like, they're just putting so much, like, it's just like they're trying to overload the system.
And the whole aliens or demons narratives fall right directly into Bluebeam, where they're going to have a fake evil alien attack, and then you're going to have the deities show up trying to push a one world government and all of that shit. What the fuck
is Project Ghost Murmur? Where have I been? What's up with those crazy shit? And I ain't heard nothing.
That's what they said they used to pinpoint the pilot that was shot down in Iran, right?
Okay.
Like, if you have a heartbeat, we can find you. Bro was texting from a cell phone. Like, you got nine dead and missing scientists. Use Project Ghost Murmur to find these motherfuckers. Dorks.
It makes me feel, I don't know why, but it just made me remember a scene from the Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny, where that guy's like, catch me if you can. He turns and just like hobbles away.
Every time I turn on the news, I get a fucking brain murmur.
I don't know if that's real, but
it is now. Yeah, we almost had a nuke fight, but we didn't that much.
Isn't that how it always goes?
Yeah, I still got to go to work regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, JJ, that's why I turn all that shit off. That way I don't have to hear none of the dumb stuff. I just listen to shit I like, and then that's it. Somebody on the news is like, well, we got alien-human hybrid programs, bro. I'm going to go, yeah, I know. And then I'm going to keep going. It's not going to be what they're telling me it's going to be.
No. Yeah, Florida's got a lot of Air Force bases and shit where a general could have went into Matt Gaetz's office and told him that there was alien human hybrid programs. You know what else Florida's got? A lot of crackheads.
It's true. They did eat a lot of bath salts down there.
The thing is, they're releasing all this shit. I think you're spot on the money. They're overloading because you know why we dangle keys in front of infants to distract them? Because it fucking works.
True.
Works every fucking time.
That is true.
A 12-hour podcast? That's wild in itself.
Josh is offering alien chokehold lessons at Head Nod. So if anybody's interested.
Shout out Head Nod. If you're around our area.
Go learn how to choke an alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Steve don't really need a whole lot of training because we grew up on wrestling. So I figure like crossface crippler or an angle ankle lock or the walls of Jericho will suffice.
Yeah.
What do you think, Steve? Dude, I'd pay money to see you crossface crippler a gray alien.
Well, keep your GoPro on because it's coming.
That would be sick.
It ain't gonna be.
Flying headbutt, flying headbutt knocks him down. Then you roll over, crossface crippler.
Lock it in.
Oh, I would be so happy.
You better be yelling tap out the whole time.
I will
tap out.
I can't lay on my chest like a ref. I'll have to lay on my side because I have the chest rig on. Oh, yeah, true.
Just hit your hands together.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll hand out a stunner or three.
Why is that so? Why does that? JJ just said I was hearing prayers in languages I do not know. It was so loud at one point I had to turn music on. That's a weird deja vu thing that I just had. Why did I feel like we talked about that before or something?
I don't think so.
Was it? I guess if you don't know the languages, I can't ask a question. Like, is it a known language or is it like a dead language? See what I'm trying to say? Like, is it a language that's used on Earth now? Or is it something just completely bonkers, completely out there?
I'm glad I don't have that problem. I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah, you're hearing flutes.
Yeah, well, I can go to sleep on flutes. Actually, that shit probably wouldn't even faze me anyways. I'd probably still go back to sleep.
Known languages, lots of you. That's weird. I had a headache yesterday too, but I didn't attribute it to world turmoil.
No, I had one today, but I feel like I just slept on my neck all fucked up.
61 in the chat. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Well, now it just dropped.
Damn it. 60 in the chat. Let's go. Everybody hit that like button. Get it. Get it.
Dang it.
The worst part is, what if me and Kyle are sensitive and we don't know it? Or we do know it, we just don't know how to access it.
I don't want to be sensitive. That stuff sucks. I'm just trying to turn into Magneto.
Hell yeah, Scott.
Much love. Bro, it does. I can sleep in a lot of shitty situations.
I just need to lock in and figure out all of my specialties.
Yeah. We need to get together and try to astral project, listen to the Monroe tapes and try to astral project.
Oh, we need to get together and do the Estes method. I got all the stuff for the Estes method. Nice. Even got the OG recorder. Maybe.
OG powder?
Recorder. Like the...
God, where's up with me? I'm hearing some fucked up shit tonight.
See, Kyle's got voices in his head.
I thought I was going to swear you said OG powder. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. You mean that'd be a whole different episode.
Yeah.
I forget what the one it was that they used in SB7. I don't know. I ended up getting one and I got noise canceling headphones where you guys can listen. Yeah, my number one superpower is pronunciation.
It is pretty solid.
Doing a sensory deprivation tank next week for 90 minutes. Anyone have any experiences, any recommendations? Do the Estes method in the sensory deprivation tank.
No, the gnome's my buddy. He's been with me for a long time. Probably close to 18 or 19 years. I've had old gnomey. Old gnome wrecker.
Gnome wrecker. Abnormal. Get out of here. I do them every month. I've never done a sensory deprivation tank.
Mm-mm.
I want to create one in or around my house as best as I can and then try to do seances in them. Try to contact terrible. Stuff.
Sensory deprivation tanks are scary because I feel like at that point, you are exploring the recesses of your mind.
And it doesn't have to be full sensory deprivation, just no light and minimal sound, and try to contact things that way. Good idea or not, chat? W for good idea in the chat, L for bad idea. Need full what? Full deprivation?
Probably.
W in the chat. W in the chat. Stop trying to contact them. I have to. I need that for myself.
Well, yeah, you need it for yourself and we need answers.
Contacting things is fine.
I would be the worst person.
W in the chat.
I'd be the worst person to contact people from like the next life. I don't even know. I would probably just blank like I did at the tarot card reader. Kyle. What question you have? I'd be like, I don't know. You just talk. Let's just talk it out.
Kyle, they try to contact you and you just go back to bed.
Yeah, it's true. I got to be up in 3 hours like this. I don't have time for this.
JJ, why do you think it's a bad idea? Why do you get to talk to cool stuff when I don't?
It's true.
Selfish. I don't have time to do all the protection stuff. Okay.
You know what? Gosh dang it. I need to open the phone line here in a little bit to see if people that wanted to call in, call in. But
anybody want to talk about some weird stuff? We can open the phone lines.
Yeah, hey, give me a minute.
In a minute.
I was listening to that Exorcist podcast the other day. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
I don't know, the one you told me about, the Exorcist Files or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
They got new episodes and shit. I was listening to it.
Shout out stuff. Exorcist Files.
And I was like, man, I wish I could talk to someone who, like, hear a Machado guy or whatever that could, like, see inside you and just see what's going on. Because, fucking sage yourselves. JJ's like, you know, you guys, fuck, you can't contact things. And in my head, I can't speak on Steve's behalf, but in my head, I'm already protected by something. I'm trying to figure out what that something is.
So
I need someone with, like, OP power, like Machado or whoever, to tell me what's going on, what the real situation is.
The real deal, Holyfield?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm protected or not. It don't matter. I'm trying to lock in.
No, I don't have its phone number, JJ. How am I supposed to contact it?
Kyle's got a point.
I mean, I could just sit here and listen to the Monroe Institute tapes and see what happens.
Yeah, if the government used it, we can too. Gateway Project. Snort's laughing.
I do like it
when people snort. He doesn't have a spiritual phone either.
I'm all out of minutes.
Backwards hat's the only protection I need. See, dude knows. Worked for Fred Durst.
It's whatever. I don't care. The CIA, who the fuck are they?
Dorks is what they are.
That doesn't. Their rules don't apply to me.
We need to go somewhere and see what our past.
That's what I'm saying. Weapon X. I need some legit motherfuckers up in here.
We need to see who our past lives are, Kyle.
I'd do that too. That'd be sick. It did make me think that, like, it did kind of make me wish that we'd go back to one of them spiritual conferences again.
Fuck yeah, let's go. Where's Ed at? Ed, when's the next conference? Ed, if you're listening, he'll show up in the Discord. Ed, if you're listening, when's the next metaphysical conference?
Yeah, I'd do all that weird stuff.
Monroe Institute, government, PSYOP. Past life regression, yes. Hi, Peyton. Welcome in. It's Wednesday. I tried to remind you at the beginning of the show when I said, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. But in your defense, I did screw up the intro. So I can see how you missed it.
It's okay.
Try the Frequency Gateway Project. Just need headphones and two different... I tried that. It gave me a headache.
The one I was doing, I think it was definitely working whenever I did it. The CIA fucking op. It fucking worked, so can't argue with results, JJ.
Yeah, now Kyle's got flutes in his head and...
Yeah.
Super Gator Girl. Yeah, send the information. Everything gets lost in the sauce. So send information again. Where is Ohio? We've been it's to Ohio.
Yeah, we went to the Fordian thing there. It was like a 6-hour drive there.
Speaking of which, anybody that's heading to Crypticon, they changed the location this year. So be mindful of that. It's in Tennessee this year. It's like Crypticon.
It's in Tennessee?
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half north of Lexington. So same drive, essentially. It's just not in Lexington anymore. They rented a bigger venue.
I was hoping it was closer to us.
It's about 5 hours.
That's not bad.
No. Where should I contact you?
Email.
You can email it to us. That'd probably be the best.
Email is, is the easiest, like the safest bet on getting it to us?
Yeah, John, it's still in November. I'll send you the info. I just saw him post about it yesterday.
That's cool that they're getting a bigger venue, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where is Ohio even real? I know we were in Ohio, but it was just our perception of Ohio.
I thought Ohio was pretty. We went through.
I'm trying to remember what Ohio was like. It was cool because I got to hang out with some of you weirdos.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd like to do something like that again. Get a bunch of podcasters together and just fucking kick it.
We don't even have any friends.
Yeah, who cares? I got enough fucking friends in this live. April 18th and 19th? That's like in 3 days or some shit.
Steve, we don't even have friends. We just have open-ended threats about the resources that other people have that we don't have, that we do have.
I wish I had a friend that I could just go on a show every fucking 2 months to try to get my show to take off.
Rut row.
Conspiracy Chaos in the chat. What up? What's the longest combo? I don't know what that
means.
Like the snack combos? Every time I eat combos, I throw up. And it has nothing to do with eating combos. I always just get sick. Tony Hawk.
All I think about is YY360 no scope.
I would put the perfect balance on Tony Hawk, and then I would just nose grind on one of the circle fountains, and I would just leave for like the day and come back, and my combo would still be just racking. Cheat to win. You guys want us to open lines up? Do you guys have something to talk about first off?
Mortal Kombat's dope. I like Mortal Kombat. I was never very good at that one, though.
You guys have
only good at first-person shooters.
Oh, that would be cool if you did do a past life regression and it just tells you that you're the ultimate Fae Lord.
Oh, that'd be sick. I was hoping. I thought you were going to say, like, I fought in Mortal Kombat.
Oh. Yeah, like, you do your finishing move and it's just 100,000 gnomes come out of the room and tear people apart. Turn people into a bag of sticks.
Bro, that would be the fucking coolest power ever.
Yeah.
You know, the only one that would rival it is like Wolverine or Magneto.
Best combo, LSD.
Worst.
Disneyland.
The worst.
Brother John's crashing out. Thanks for hanging out, kicking it.
Get some rest, bro. Fuck that helicopter.
Jamie Old Stress Hole's calling. I'm convinced they have a malicious spirit on the payroll.
Most likely.
Yeah. Don't cross them.
Well, I know there was some people that were specifically asking to call in.
I don't know. All we can do is pop it, and then it's on them.
Pop, lock, and drop it.
Yeah. Talk about some weird stuff.
Pop it and drop it. Bruh. Boop.
Oh, shit. The lines are open.
All right. We'll just fucking try it out. See what happens.
See what happens. Don't make Twiz shut off Death Stranding. Don't make him do it. I wish. Who sang that song to the windows of the wall? The Ying Yang Twins? I wish they would call in.
That'd be pretty cool.
Crunk Royalty.
I don't know the number.
Never mind. We get it figured out. We get it figured out.
One day.
We get it figured out. So.
I'm not trying to go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, that shit's lame.
What's alien orb talk? There are new alien orbs going on?
Or if you have questions for us, if you'd like to, you know.
Well, no one's calling right now. No phone still works because I got a text message.
Lil John and the East Side Boys. Crunk. Crunk is probably the single best movement in music history.
Sick.
Anybody want to argue that point?
No.
Crunk brought a country together.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got a
Pastor Troy. Oh.
Is that right? Well, wait a minute.
Psych.
Why is that not
double psych? There?
Hang on a second. Keep calling.
Keep calling.
There's a problem.
We have technical difficulties.
And for some reason, because that should have been 100% coming through my headset.
It's the Fae.
And it was not coming through the headset.
The Fae.
And I know that's on.
Pocahontas got the voicemail.
Hang on. Sorry.
Hold on.
Let me call it. Let me try to figure this out.
Kyle's
gonna, dang it.
Kyle's going to do some tech troubleshooting here. Until then, let's talk about it in the chat.
See, I think I'm... Wait. That is coming through my headset.
I can hear it ringing through your microphone.
Hello?
What's up, boys?
What up?
What's up, man? It's RGB from Conspiracy Chaos.
Oh, what's up, big dog?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
So I got a little ghost story I can tell from back in my high school days.
All right.
So I was with my my high school girlfriend's house, and her father always used to give me a hard time that the house was haunted and tell me these crazy stories that he would see, like, from his room. He was kitty corner to one of his daughter's rooms, would see imprints of someone jumping on the bed, would hear a rocking chair in the middle of the night, stuff like that. And I never believed him. I just thought he didn't like me, so he was trying to scare me away. And it was one day I was downstairs. I was hanging out with my girl and her sister. My girl ran to the store to go do something. So me and her sister were sitting there playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 to kind of date it. And upstairs, all of a sudden, I heard a ball bouncing down the hallway. And then shortly after that, just the sound of like a pitter-patter of footsteps. And then a couple seconds later, the ball went back down the hallway. So they had a golden retriever. And the dog was right next to me. At first, I thought maybe it was the dog up there chasing the ball around or something. And the dog was on the couch or whatever. So I was like, all right. And then we heard it like two more times. And as I'm listening, I'm like, all right, I got to get out of here. So I go up to like the landing, and the dog basically went up like two steps to the landing, and the hair on the, you know, when you like, it almost changes colors, the hair on his back went up, and that dog did not go up the stairs. We went outside and we shot hoops until everybody got home. I was not going back in that house. And I told her father about it, and he's like, yeah, I told you. And I thought the whole time he was bullshitting me, but, over months, stuff was happening. It continued to happen to him, and it got a little bit more active. So her mother got like really freaked out and had someone come in. All I remember was a lady. It was an older lady, came in, did some kind of sage thing and some kind of reading of the house or something. And come to find out, her mom was given pictures from like a grandmother or some family member that passed, and it was a little boy with like a ball and a girl in a rocking chair. And pretty much as soon as they removed the pictures from the house, that no longer had any really issues, no paranormal experiences. So the house was pretty creepy, and it was like a it was like a hitchhiker effect to the pictures that it carried. But yeah, that's my ghost experience.
That's wild. I was gonna ask if there was any history of the house, like, because that's obviously your go-to whenever you hear ghost stories. But the fact that it was attached to the photographs is crazy.
Yeah, the house was probably built in the 80s, so it wasn't like they were probably the second people living in the house at the time. So it was a pretty modern house, and there was no like crazy death in the house or, you know, crazy anything like that. So yeah, it was a wild experience to, like, at first when I looked and the dog was next to me, I was like, what the fuck was that? Oops, sorry, I don't know if you guys swear in here, but what the hell is that? And I was like, nope, that dog's still there. Then it went back and forth. And I'm literally like, man, this guy wasn't messing with me. This place is really, really haunted or whatever. And I've always been into obviously you're doing a conspiracy podcast myself. Always been into the conspiracies, the paranormal, the Bigfoots, the Loch Ness, all the cryptids, the whole nine. But to have an experience like that, I was pretty, pretty freaked out for a little while. And put it this way, I never spent another night at that house.
I don't blame you. I ain't trying to hear first. I don't know what it is. Something about the picture of little kid pitter patter running through the house freaks me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. And it was daytime. It wasn't like it was, you know, 10 o'clock, 11, middle of the night, anything like that. It was the middle of the day. It was probably 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, we were just hanging out, swimming. Like, she had to watch her sister, so we kind of just hung out there. She went to pick up lunch or something. So it was the middle of the day. That was the crazy thing about it too, and just like the imprints on the bed he used to see. And I literally thought he was just messing with me, but come to find out, he was not.
Seeing the imprints on the bed would freak me out too.
Mm-hmm. And he was like a sheriff and stuff, so he was, you know, a big tough guy. So he try to play it off, he'd probably shit in his pants himself.
Hell yeah.
It does make you wonder, like, there are some cultures that are very like adamant about not getting their pictures taken because they're worried that having their photograph taken, like, takes part of their soul or part of their being. Then you hear stuff like this, like, maybe some of that's true. Maybe you do get attached when people take your picture, which makes me double think. I think people do that at this point.
Yeah, I would almost like to connect with the lady who came into the house and did like the reading or whatever, just to see, like, just what, you know, her experiences that she's had in the paranormal realm. I wish I could figure out a way to connect with her. She was a little bit older at the time, so I don't even know if she's still around, but it was very interesting when it happened. I was such a young kid, like, I wasn't really in depth to my knowledge of what, you know, I know now. So it was crazy. I remember her coming in, wanding the sage around the house and stuff like that. And I, at the time, I didn't even really know what the hell she was doing, but now it all makes sense.
Yeah, that'd be sick to get to talk to her.
Absolutely.
But it was a pleasure. Some more callers call in. It was a pleasure talking to you guys. Once again, I'd love to connect at some point, get you guys on Conspiracy Chaos or jump on a night shift ourselves, whatever you guys want to do. But keep doing what you guys are doing. I love the content. I love how you guys go and do the deep dives into the cryptids that no one's talking about. I said a comment the other day, yeah, the Bigfoot and all the, you know, the big conspiracy stuff, that's for the clicks. But what you guys do is for the real conspiracy theorists who dive into the cryptids and the unknowns. And that's what we really enjoy. So keep doing what you're doing.
Hell yeah, dude. We appreciate that.
All right, boys. Have a good evening. Take care.
Much love. You too, brother.
You too. Stay weird.
Peace. Later. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I need to sage. No, I don't.
That just make your house stink, Steve.
Yeah.
We ain't into stink. Unless you got like what's one of them? Sagewood, pineapple, incense, some shit like that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Smell good.
Candlewood.
Everybody go support Conspiracy Chaos. Check them out.
Yeah.
Check them out. They always hang out in here. Show them some love.
I can't even say that word.
What word?
Palo Santo.
You said it.
Said it wrong.
Yeah, isn't that a town in Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Paranormal Trucker, what's up? Glad to see you, bud. What's up, dude? Hope everybody's doing good. Pocahontas, why do I need to sage?
I did say it right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now I can say, I can obviously speak Spanish now.
Obviously, you play Grand Theft Auto.
That's also true.
Los Santos. Twiz. You just worry about Death Stranding, okay?
It's literally the same thing, dude.
You just worry about Death Stranding. Oh, nice. Pond Creek Monster documentary's out.
Oh, nice.
I did see you post that on Facebook, I think. Was it you holding it? Like, it's like a physical copy?
Me?
Not you.
Oh.
Bryce.
Well, you looked right at me when you said it.
We ain't even in the same room.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Death Stranding.
Here we go.
Hello.
You don't tell me what I need to worry about. I worry about what I want to worry about.
No.
Hey, everybody. It's Twiz.
Yeah. He's literally like the only person that calls from Indiana. So as soon as I see Indiana, I'm like, fuck, it's Twiz.
It's because it's just like me. No one else is proud of it that we're here from here. Nobody wants to play it.
You need to put the number in the phone as resident juggalo.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I definitely needed to do.
What up?
So, what do you really think is going on with the moon stuff?
I personally didn't watch enough of it to even make an assumption. I did see where the astronauts were talking about seeing weird structures on the backside of the moon or some shit, but they also can't keep a toilet going, so I'm not believing anything that they say.
So we haven't been since
ever.
What, 70s? Well, yeah, ever. Nobody's made it past the Van Allen radiation belt. But they say they went in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And then for like 30 years, we heard they lost the technology and couldn't get out there. And, you know, it cost too much money. But then this 3-Eye Atlas comes shooting into our solar system, and Elon's shooting rockets all over the place. And it just seems to me that NASA just threw this together like on a whim, like, oh, we're going to go to the moon. They hadn't said anything about it for 30, 40 years. And then now all of a sudden, they just happen to be going around the backside of the moon, the farthest they've ever been, quote unquote, as they went around the dark side. I just find that odd.
It is an excellent point, actually. I didn't think about that. That we haven't even talked about the fucking moon since the supposed moon landing. And like you said, 3-Eye comes through and they're like, oh, hey, we should probably go check out the backside of the moon. I also want to, you know, now you got my brain rolling and kind of play to Steve here. Is it's also ironic that now it legitimate, since Twiz pointing that out and then you saying they're seeing structures on the backside of the moon, blah, blah, blah. It really does feel like they're going full throttle into every single alien conspiracy that has ever been talked about.
Ta-da!
Like they're trying to verify all the alien conspiracy theorists for whatever. Like they're just overloading us on every single thing.
I think that something is already here or something is coming that they cannot control the narrative. Almost like they sent these people up that just went up to meet them. Like they had a briefing or a meeting or something, and they played it off as, oh yeah, we're going to test out this technology because we're going to build bases on the moon
So we want to know we can get around the backside and, you know, do this for show, because there's no real reason they needed to do that. With Elon sending stuff to Mars already and him saying the moon is basically just a landing spot for cargo, so it cuts the distance off somehow, which I still don't figure that out. The moon isn't that far away from the Earth. Right, it's not gonna be a time saver of any kind to shoot things off from the moon to Mars. And if Elon didn't have any interest in the moon, why all of a sudden are we like, oh yeah, we need to go back? It's just, it's odd. Unless something's here already or something's coming. And they met with him. That's more believable to me.
And I did see that, like, there's a theory that directly behind the moon is almost like a dead zone, where we can't see anything from the Earth. We can't necessarily hear anything from the Earth, so that would be a pretty good rendezvous point if they wanted to meet up and converse with whatever's out there, whatever the plan is. But I saw
right, because the moon's tidal locked, and for those that don't know what that means, it means that as we spin, the face of the moon that's always facing us is going to continue to face us as we spin. So we're only seeing that's the side of the moon that the sun lights up. So everything on the backside can't be watched with any type of equipment or satellites or anything, because all of our satellites are low Earth orbit. They don't even make it out of the troposphere. So anything going on back there, nobody would know about. And that's why the Megatron made it a base back there, because...
True story.
Yeah, it's a transformer. Everybody knows Transformers are on the moon.
I hope we're dealing with Decepticons.
I do hope it is like I've stated for a very long time, and, you know, Twiz, you reiterated that it is something inevitable. Is coming, something inevitable that they cannot control. Because realistically, aside from the other thing that I would agree to in regards to all this disclosure is Blue Beam. It's one of the two. Either they're full scale fucking with us, or there is without question something inevitable about to happen. And they, like you said, they cannot control the narrative, so they have no other choice but to try to get ahead of it.
We have all seen, it doesn't matter what nation you're from, your government doesn't run anything. No. The military-industrial complex runs everything. That's who holds the strings, and whoever is in charge of them runs the world. So who knows what type of deals have already been made, even, you know, centuries ago. That whatever's coming is coming to collect. And our government will try to spin it as best as they can, but they've already shown easily how people will fall in line with the pandy. You know, everybody was just like, it was like a snap of the fingers and everybody fell in line and did their thing. And the only other time in my lifetime something like that has happened was 9/11. And as terrible as a tragedy as 9/11 was, boy, you saw flags on cars. People were saying hi to each other. Strangers were being nice to each other. We came together. And there has not been an incident like that since. that everybody was on the same page and everybody was, you know, we had a common enemy. But I think if something is coming to collect, I don't even know the enemy would be the right way to describe it. Because if it had the technology to make it across the galaxy or wherever they're from, to travel in all the way into our solar system, which we can't even do with, we've barely done with satellites, you know, shooting Voyager out and those deep space probes that we send out. That's the best we can do. And if something has the technology to come here, I don't think we're even on the same wavelength, let alone to call it, you know, an enemy or hope that we would all band together. I don't know.
The only saving grace we would have is if they have successfully reverse engineered UFOs. That's the only chance we got. Because outside of that, we, like you said, we're fucked.
Even then, it'd be like a kid playing with a car.
Sure.
And full-grown adults flying in battle cruisers. You know, it's on a whole day. Yeah, we might have 4 or even 10. But if a mothership comes in and decides to hold orbit next to the moon, and we're actually able to see something like I'm like Star Wars, like a Star Destroyers type ship, something that we can see with the visual eye when we look up in the sky next to the moon or something. I mean, if something like that was to happen, bro, I think it's game over.
I agree. We already know
that they just like. They can disable the best stuff we've got. They've swung it time and time again. Like, hey, you're not going to do this. See ya.
But just food for thought. I'll let somebody else get on, hopefully. I wanted to sneak in there and see what y'all thought. And thanks for the birthday wishes on Friday.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hope it's a good one.
Hollow Sky for life.
Much love. Yeah.
It's a cult. It's a cult, people.
That's right.
Get on the phones. If the phone works. See ya.
Later.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, it's an interesting series of thoughts there.
It is. And it I know everybody beats Blue Beam to death. They beat it to death, beat it to death. But it's exactly the play. It's exactly the play where they're priming a fake alien invasion. But for what? You know, is the real alien invasion going to come after the fake one?
I don't know, man. We'll have to shut the phones down for now because it's about that time. But to Steve's, you know, question, the only logical explanation I have for Blue Beam is just full control.
Yeah, which is the plan from the get-go. Get everybody underneath some sort of a one-world government, for lack of a better term, which we're pretty much under anyway. But then it would just be official. It's just, I don't know, they're, especially our government specifically, it's just so sporadic and unhinged in the way they release things, the way they talk about things. And I'm sure it's all by design to keep us just engulfed in different talking points and information to where we forget about, you know, aliens or demons and human hybrid programs and all this shit.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the other thing too. You know, you could look at this from several angles. I do agree with that, Steve, that, you know, just what we need, more labels and boxes for everybody to fight and bitch and moan and separate themselves about. At the same time, you know, conspiracy chaos, or, you know, saying about making us go crypto in 15-minute cities. But at the same time, is that even working? Because I feel like most people still don't give a shit. They're literally on the news saying we got alien human hybrid programs, and I don't feel like people give a shit. No, I feel like people still look at that and go, that's not real. Or, and even if it is, oh well.
Or yeah, or we can't trust them. We can't trust anything they fucking say.
Yeah.
So everything they spout off is just nonsense. You just push it out. You know, if you have all this information, drop it. Drop it. Don't say, hey, I heard from this guy that this is going on. Yeah, so I hear a lot of shit, but that doesn't make it true. Prove it. Bring receipts. Show us the hybrid. Show us the cloning facility. Show us the fucking UFOs. Do it. Quit.
Yeah, and you hear repeatedly from everybody that it's just like, because I've heard it from, oh my gosh, I couldn't even tell you how many people, I'm sure you have, Steve, and listeners and everybody. How many times have you heard, like, man, if what I just heard got out, it would devastate the human race.
Dude, that's Burchett's go-to.
I feel like that's 100%. All their go-to.
He's been riding that wave for like the last year. You guys wouldn't be able to sleep at night if you knew what I knew.
And I've heard it from so many different sources, like the same concept. It's just like, whatever. You don't know anything.
Yeah. How can you sit there? Like that's irresponsible as a politician to say, if you knew what I know, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night. That's almost like a threat. Like if you knew the danger that you were in, that I know you're in, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
Right.
How does that make any sense?
I think it's just a cop out. It's just a cop out, man. They don't know shit. Cause be honest with yourself. Could you, like, I know how I would be if I, within a week, we'll just say within a week, was told, like, disclosed everything, and let's just, you know, imagine the worst case scenario in regards to extraterrestrials or interdimensional beings, whatever. They're coming here and they're taking people, like, we're literally just a giant cattle planet, whatever, the worst possible fucking outcome. And it was proven to me without a fraction of a doubt. It's proven to me. I know this is true. And then they wanted me to interview. And I made that statement. If you knew what I knew, I think you would see that on my face. I would be like, I feel like I would be a shell of a human being at that point. Where I'd be on national television being like, oh my God. Like you have no idea how bad all this really is. I just feel like it would be all over my face, all over my body language, where people would be like, I don't know what he saw, but he saw something fucked up. He looks like he's got PTSD, like he's a trauma victim.
Yeah, and him making blanket state, well, not just him, I'm pointing to him because he says that all the time, like, if you knew what I knew. The blanket statements are across the board. And that's what makes headlines. That's what keeps people interested. That's the cliffhanger of the narrative. Like, we know it's really, really bad, but we're not going to tell you. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know that. If you know, tell us. Tell us. You go on every goddamn podcast. You're interviewed all the goddamn time. Just tell us. It's the same with all these whistleblowers. Same with all the UFO whistleblowers. Yeah. It's all one big psyop. Like, if you know shit, say shit. You're on the biggest podcast in the world. You know, if somebody offs you, it's just going to be proof that what you're saying is true. So just tell us. It's easy.
No, they won't.
No, because they don't have anything. They don't have anything that hasn't already been rehashed 900,000 times on every podcast in the world. They have nothing new, but they're still trying to push a narrative, trying to sell books, trying to get, you know, I don't know. It's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating.
That's life now.
We'll never get a real answer. And when we do, we wouldn't be able to believe it.
Exactly.
They're training us to believe that we can't handle the truth is what they're trying to do. Because keeping people uninformed is a power move. And they're, I don't know. Come on, whistleblowers. We got an open platform. We're not the biggest podcast in the world, but we got a cult following, and you got an open door to come in here and talk your shit.
Yeah, I don't believe that the world's doomed either. Because if the world was doomed, why would the elite of the elite be buying up all the land? Which also doesn't make sense for the building of doomsday bunkers. Because if the world got destroyed, you don't need to buy that land. You're just going to fucking inherit it anyways.
Yeah, I don't think the world is doomed. Humanity is probably doomed. Eventually. We soul strippers for the aliens. I wish they'd throw money at me. That's what I'm saying, Twiz. Open door. Open door for any whistleblower that wants
to. It would be sick.
Come here and talk your shit.
That'd be sick.
We can't offer you any kind of protection. We can't offer you an open microphone.
This is true.
I don't know. I just get so frustrated. I get so frustrated at the government and at how they handle things. Or I don't even think it's how they handle things. I think it's how they are portraying and pushing a narrative. And the shitty thing is that it works enough to where they keep doing it.
I agree. That or people just they just don't care.
Yeah. And we've been, the last 30 years have been just us being bred into complacency. To distraction, complacency, wheel in the cog, struggle to pay your bills,
and just
dangle all this entertainment in front of you right on your phone.
That's it.
Yeah, it's getting late. I'm sitting up here on my podium talking shit. Anyway, yeah, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah, much love.
Good talks. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for, you know, talking with us. Make sure you support all of our content creator pals. Conspiracy Chaos, Paranormal Trucker, Bigfoot Society. Who else popped in here? I always miss somebody and I apologize, but support independent content creators because they're going to be the ones who give it to you straight for the most part until they become compromised. So keep that in mind. Yeah, hope everybody has a great week. Happy early birthday, Twiz. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and don't trust anything the government ever tells you ever.